Inkyard Press and Harper Audio present The Iron King, Special Edition, featuring the bonus story, Winter's Passage, by Julie Kagawa. Performed by Christine Vam. For Nick, Brandon, and Villis. May we continue to beat those dead horses into the ground. Authors Foreword. When my publisher told me that they would be releasing special editions of the first four books in the Iron Fae series for its 10-year anniversary, I was ecstatic. The Iron Fae remains near and dear to my heart, as both the first series I ever published and the works for which I'm probably best known. The opportunity to update and release it into the wild once more is a true gift. When the idea for a story about fairies first began tickling my brain, the first thing that came to mind was a character, an ordinary girl who knew nothing about the fae or their dangerous world. Plunking a wholly unprepared Megan into the middle of the never-never and watching her struggle to survive allowed me to fully explore the beautiful lethality of fairy, and allowed readers to experience the wonders, dangers, and surrealness of the never-never alongside her. As Megan continued her journey into fairy, another idea began poking around my brain. A question. What do the fae fear? What could frighten these ancient beings who live off the fear, love, and emotions of mortals? The answer in almost all fairy lore is iron. The fae cannot abide the touch of iron. It burns and repels them, and in some cases, kills them. And then I remembered that another common killer of fairies is mortal disbelief. Human imagination and belief in magic created the fae. And when humans stop believing in magic and fairies, the fae slowly fade away and die. Enter the Iron Fae, fairies born of mankind's love of progress and technology, brought to life by humans' dreams of the newest tech, gadgets, gizmos, and everything electronic in between. These beings were the antithesis to the original Fae, and so a conflict between them and the rest of the never-never was inevitable. And so began Megan Chase's quest to bridge the gap between these destructive new fae and the traditional realm of fairy. I've always loved the old fairy tales that put a darker spin on things, that were meant to caution, frighten, instead of entertain. The fairies of this series are the fae of myth and legend. They are the fickle good neighbors that haunt thick forests and lure men and women to their deaths. They are creatures that switch human infants with fairy offspring, hunt mortals through the woods like rabbits, and think nothing about making a human fall in love with them, only to discard, abandon, or kill them later. They are old creatures, ancient creatures, who in the general sense see humans as playthings, and the games of the fae can be sinister indeed. These are traits that all fae possess to some degree, which is what makes them both alluring and deadly, though the heroes of our tales strive against their baser natures, as all heroes should. So if you ever find yourself wandering through the realms of fairy, be forewarned. It is a dangerous place, a place where the very landscape can poison you, and where an invitation to dinner might mean that you are the main course. And remember that the fae are old beings, set in their ways, and if you're not careful, may try to steal a kiss, or your very soul, beneath the pale rays of the moon. The Iron Fae series has come a long way. I'm eternally grateful for my readers and fans who love the Iron Fae world, who started this journey with me and have followed this series through to the end. It is my hope that new readers will discover the magic of the Never Never, and that old fans will fall in love with the world and the characters all over again, with Megan, Ash, Puck, and Grimalkin. For as long as fairy is remembered, it will never fade away. Thank you for reading. Julie Kagawa. Part 1.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?